please rise? O Lord, open thou my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, you have brought us safely to this hour of morning prayer. We thank you for providing all that we need for body and life. Bless us who have gathered in your name. Forgive our sins. Dispel our sorrows with the comfort of your word, and receive our hymns of thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The responsive psalm is printed on your bulletin insert. Keep me safe, my God. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord.
Apart from you, I have no good thing.
I say of the holy people who are in the land,
they are noble ones in whom is all my delight.
Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more.
I will not pour out my patience and love to such gods or take up their names on my lips.
Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup.
You make my lot secure.
The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
Surely I have delightful paradise.
I will praise the Lord who counsels me.
Even at night my heart instructs me.
I keep my eyes always on the Lord. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices.
My body also rests secure.
Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead.
Nor will you let your faithful ones see decay.
You make known to me the path of life.
You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
Let us pray. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened unto us the gate of everlasting life. We humbly beseech you that, as you have put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help, we may bring the same to good effect. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading of God's word. The Old Testament lesson is written in the 15th chapter of Exodus. In those days, Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea, and his chosen officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrow your adversaries. You send out your fury. It consumes them like stubble. At the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The flood stood up in a heap. The deeps congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall have its fill of them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? Here ends the reading. The epistle is written in the book of 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Brethren, do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Here ends the reading. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is written in the 20th chapter of St. John, beginning at the first verse. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths laying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Here endeth the gospel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Christ has destroyed death. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Grace, mercy, and peace
will be with us
from God the Father and Jesus Christ the Father's Son, in truth and love. Amen. They did not yet understand the scripture. They woke up this morning to news that Jesus' body was not in the tomb. But they did not yet understand the scripture. John and Peter went to see for themselves. They found only the cloths that Jesus was wrapped with. They should have got it. The time was not yet right. Mary Magdalene was confused when she went to the tomb the first time too. They did not yet understand the scripture. They had seen him do miracles. They heard his teaching. They saw him heal the blind man. Jesus could make him see. It wasn't yet time for them to see the truth. They saw him raise Lazarus from the dead. They could not yet understand what had happened this morning, for they did not yet understand the scripture. He had told them over and over that he would rise on the third day. They heard him give the Pharisees the sign of Jonah, who spent 3 days dead in the belly of a fish, only to be spat up once again. They did not yet understand the scripture. They heard him tell the Pharisees to destroy this temple, and in 3 days he would build it up again. They watched it be destroyed. But they did not yet know that he was talking about his own body, for they did not yet understand the scripture. John and Peter had saw Jesus transfigured before them. They could see his full divine glory. They did not know that that was a precursor to things to come. They did not yet understand the scripture. They heard him speak about a grain of wheat and how it must fall into the ground and die in order to bear much fruit. And so Jesus, as the grain of wheat, did die. But they did not yet understand the scripture. He said that he came into the world as the light, so that no one who believes in him may be left in darkness. He said that he came to save the world. How could he do that while dead? They did not yet understand the scripture. He told them, "A little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me." Well, they hadn't seen him for a little while. They did not yet understand the scripture. They knew how the Lord had led the Israelites out of Egypt and saved them from the Egyptians. They knew that Moses had sung the song that we heard in our Old Testament reading. They knew that their God always wins the battle. But they did not yet understand that this scripture applied to Jesus. And then they saw him. He appeared before them. He appeared before Mary. She turned and saw him, saw his face, and knew that it was him. They could see clearly. Jesus taught them. He instructed them in the scripture. The Holy Spirit gave them understanding, and they knew that Christ had returned from the grave to declare victory. They understood that Jesus hadn't been in the tomb because he had risen. They understood that the cloths of death were left behind in the grave. They knew that Lazarus was raised from the dead as a precursor to show that he had power over death. They knew that the sign of Jonah was a sign of resurrection. They knew that Jesus had rebuilt the temple forever. They understood that Jesus had fell into the ground and died, but he has grown forth and borne much fruit. They understood that Jesus was the light, and that they no longer had to wander in darkness, nor fear that they would fall in the traps of the devil. They understood that that little while had passed. The morning is over. It was worth the wait. Now they could see Jesus. And finally, they understood how the history of Israel was fulfilled. Just as the Lord had brought the Israelites out of Egypt and out of slavery, Jesus had brought them out of bondage to Satan into the promised land of his kingdom. Now they could sing of his victory, similar to Moses did. I will sing to Jesus, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Jesus is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This man is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. Jesus is his name. Satan's chariots and his demonic host he cast into the sea. His best generals were sunk in the lake of fire. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Jesus, shatters the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrow the adversary. You send out your light, and it blinds them who are in the darkness. As Jesus took the wrath of God, the waters piled up. The floods stood up in a heap. Your anger stood still in the heart of the sea. Satan said, I will pursue. I will take his life. I will have victory. My only desire will be fulfilled. I will draw my sword and kill God. You blew with your spirit. The light overcame him. The darkness was dispelled in eternal victory. Who is like you in this world, O Jesus? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders. You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. But by your steadfast love, you have led the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy temple. The demons have heard and they tremble. Terror keeps their lies at bay. Now they are too discouraged to deceive. Satan trembles in fear. All his army shudders at the thought of you and your name, O Jesus. They are horrified, for they know they have lost. Because you have brought light into the darkness, it is as though they are statues. Until your people have passed through your wrath, your people, whom you have bought with the blood of the Lamb, them you will bring onto your holy mountain. Into your presence you lead them. The fortress you have made for them, there Jesus Christ will reign as our King forever and ever. We too have that glorious victory that the Israelites saw at the Red Sea. And it is more glorious. It is better, more complete, and eternal. For through the gift of the Holy Spirit, you have the same understanding as was given to the disciples. You too can rejoice with Mary at the sight of Jesus. And now, unlike Mary, we may cling to him. We may cling to him so that we can make the same journey he did through the grave. As he passes through, going down into the grave, we hold on to him through death and come out on the other side, resurrected. One day, those headstones in the cemetery will have outlived their purpose. Hold on, and you too will rise from the grave. Run to your king, and he will defend you. Walk through the waters of Satan, which so desperately wants to kill you, while God holds them at bay to your left and your right. Watch as Jesus uses death, the tool of Satan, and stabs it into his own side to win victory everlasting. The power of death is gone. The power of Satan is vanquished. No darkness remains, only light. No one is better in battle than Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And finally, all this the disciples knew. For when the time was right, they understood the scripture and passed this knowledge until here today, we too may celebrate the glorious victory of Jesus Christ. So let us celebrate the festival with all the joy we can muster. The time has come. The victory feast is here. In the name of Jesus, our blessed Savior, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated for the offering. We now pray the prayer that our risen Lord has taught us as we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Please rise. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works come from you. Give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments. Defend us from the fear of our enemies, that we may live in peace and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Please be seated. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hey, you're awake, and it's early in the morning. I met most of you farms, so you're already up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You should be used to this. This should be a piece of cake. Speaking of cake, well, there's probably no cake over there, but we do have breakfast. So we invite you all to our Ladies' Aid breakfast. We thank the Ladies' Aid, and we thank Thrive-In for hosting. And with that, I'm not going to waste any more time because since you've been up at 4 o'clock and haven't eaten, you're probably hungry. Logan and I are going to stand over here, so that will force all of you to go that way into the parish hall. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.